Off-Centre Theatre Productions, in conjunction with Dean Radio, present a play by Ian Townsend featuring Tony and Eileen Summers. Elderly Edna is in her element as she prepares sandwiches for guests at her home. She has always been very proud of her sandwiches, believing them to be popular delicacies. They are her legacy, the one thing she believes she will be remembered for. Today, however, as she prepares sandwiches for this special occasion, her husband Jim, a complete stranger to the kitchen, is about to shatter Edna's illusions and destroy her dreams.
What are you doing?
Good grief. What are you doing, creeping up on me like that?
Creeping up on you? This is my house too.
You're supposed to be in the living room, out of the way.
Ah, we're lonely.
Stick telly on.
I'm not a fan of daytime telly. All those people doing up other people's houses.
That's because you never got round to doing up your own.
Life's too short. You feeding the 5,000?
I just thought I'd make a few.
Aren't caterers sorting that?
I thought I'd help out.
How many are you expecting?
Could be 20. Could be 200.
200? Really?
You never know with these things.
Blimey. I hate funerals.
They're a fact of life. Pass the butter.
Where is it?
What do you mean, where is it? Where do you think it is?
In fridge.
I took it out of the fridge half an hour ago. Have another guess.
Bread bin?
Why would I put it in the bread bin?
To introduce it to bread. I don't know.
Oh, it's on the side there. Never mind, I'll get it myself.
That's best butter, that is.
Well spotted, Kojak.
I thought it were all margarine these days. Or that stuff that looks like butter and tastes like butter, but isn't butter, but has butter in its name.
Best butter for today, for the best sandwiches.
And what are they?
I got some decent ham from Wilson's for a change. None of that pre-wrapped chewy stuff. There's free-range eggs, top quality. Some nice fresh cucumber.
So you're making your world-famous cucumber sandwiches?
Of course. I've won awards for them.
I know.
I'll have to dig out my old-school certificates. People will like that.
Bitty, I've never liked cucumber sandwiches.
I don't know why. Peeled cucumber, thinly sliced bread with no crusts, best butter, pepper, and my secret ingredient.
What's that then?
Well, it's still a secret.
Bit posh, cucumber sandwiches. You'll be getting Best China out next.
I already have.
Bloody hell, it's Downton Abbey.
Now look, Jim, I've got a lot to do. Either make yourself useful or get back to the living room.
I fancied some company.
There'll be other people here soon.
Your company.
Good grief, what's brought this on?
I don't know. Because of today. Is that so strange?
No, I suppose not.
Well then, so what can I do to help? Something that doesn't involve cooking or preparing or dealing with food in any way.
You do know this is a kitchen, right?
I could stick kettle on.
That's your answer to everything. I'll tell you what, see that box of photos, start sorting through them.
Sorting through them?
Find some good ones. I'm going to make a display.
A display? Where?
In the bread bin. Where do you think? The front room, the hall, the landing, anywhere people will look and see and remember.
It's a bit morbid.
It's a funeral. It's okay to be a bit morbid. Well, more than a bit, probably.
At church, maybe. At the creme. Don't you want to lighten the mood after?
Jim, just do as you're bloody told for once in your life.
Okay, okay. And watch what you're doing with that knife. And what do you mean for once in my life? I always do what I'm told. Wash pots for you, hang washing out for you, clean car for you.
For me? You do all those things for me?
Well, aye.
So you never do them for yourself?
You know what I mean. You always get like this when you're interrupted, moody, critical.
Are you surprised, living with you all these years?
We have been together a long time, haven't we? Had our ups and downs like most people, like most couples, like all couples, I expect. Except for Sheila and Colin, of course. They had everything. Perfect life, perfect kids, jobs they loved, not a care in the world. Then Colin goes and drops down dead, and that's it. Perfect life over. Sheila all on her own. Can't take out for granted.
Now who's getting morbid?
I'm just saying. What you doing?
Running a bath. What does it look like?
What's that stuff?
Piccalilli.
In God's name, why?
It goes with the ham.
I don't like it.
Since when?
I've never liked it.
News to me. You've always eaten it.
I haven't.
Yes, you have. I put it on your sandwiches all the time.
You may put it on them. Doesn't mean I eat it.
So what do you do?
Scrape it off, usually. Or if there's too much to scrape, throw them away.
You never do.
Yep. Don't know whether it's taste, texture, colour. Just never taken to it.
Well, it's going on these. Extra thick.
So I shan't be having any of those, then?
More for everyone else. Are you sorting those photos?
Sorting them? There's loads. All those memories. People don't really keep photos like this anymore, do they?
They're the older ones. Go back quite some years.
They're all jumbled up.
I know. I keep meaning to organise them.
Never mind. Life's too short. There's always something else to do.
Like what? What else? How are we this old with nothing to show for it?
Edna, you okay?
I'm fine. I need to get on.
Nothing to show for it? What are you talking about? We have lots to show for it. The house, the kids, the grandkids, us. Loads of things.
I just thought I'd have done something with my life.
You did. You got married, made home, had kids.
I mean something more.
What about your work? You were good at your work.
I did admin. It was hardly rocket science.
Still, you did it well, and for years. Oh, look, here's one. Me, you, Sheila and Colin, Queen Silver Jubilee, 1977.
Let's see. Oh, God, we look young.
We were young. Well, younger.
That was just after.
It was I.
I never liked that dress.
You looked all right, didn't it?
Not mine, Sheila's. Made her look a right tart. That was the weekend she announced she was pregnant.
Insensitive as always.
Well, she weren't to know.
No. You look lovely.
I look ill. Which I was.
We shouldn't have gone.
Had to show our faces. Big street party, everyone there. Would have looked odd us not going. Besides, I'd made all them sandwiches.
God, aye. You can see them stacked up in the background. Piles of them.
Don't call them piles.
Oh, there were a lot.
204. I remember.
Never.
204. Took me best part of the morning. All fresh. And they all went too.
Went where?
They all got eaten.
Well...
What?
Well, if I tell you something, you promise you won't get mad.
Mad about what?
About what I'm going to tell you.
Well, it depends what it is.
You're not going to like it.
Jim, for goodness sake.
They weren't all eaten. Not by a long chalk.
Jim, I remember it well. No matter how ill I felt. By the end of the afternoon, there wasn't a sandwich left.
No, that's true enough.
So where did they magically disappear to, if they weren't eaten?
It weren't out to do with magic. There were none left because I chucked them.
No, you didn't. Why would you say such a thing?
Because it's true. You must have used some out-of-date corned beef. It had gone off or summit. You could smell it from other end of the street. Put people right off. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, so I threw them away. Actually, I think I did give some to next door's dog, Rover. We never did see Rover again after that, did we? You okay?
Why would you do that? And why tell me now? Just to hurt my feelings?
It's 40 years ago, love. Does it matter?
Of course it matters. You know it does. My sandwiches, that's what I'm known for.
That's still true. Just not in the way you think.
Well, whatever. That was clearly a one-off. What about the royal wedding, 1981? I bet there's a photo of us somewhere.
Ah, here we go. Sat round table with kids. Edward with a face on him, because we made him eat with us when he wanted to be out with his mates.
Doing God knows what.
Having a good time, probably.
Wasn't he having a good time with his family?
Not by the look of this photo.
I was always worried he wouldn't amount to much.
He's done well. Good job, married, kids.
Adopted.
Still is kids.
Is that your definition of doing well? Work? Home life?
Ah, isn't it yours?
I just thought, perhaps... Anyway, lots of food eaten that day, and all enjoyed.
Well...
Oh, please don't say you threw all my sandwiches away then as well.
Not all of them.
Jim?
There were hundreds. And just the four of us. We couldn't possibly eat them all. We gave Edna and Jane some for their friends, handed them out to neighbours, had them for breakfast, dinner and tea for months afterwards.
Well, don't exaggerate. Oh,
quite a few days, any road.
I thought we'd have had more people round. Wasn't the same community spirit then? Just 4 years later and nobody cared.
We celebrated.
You and the kids never liked the royal family.
But you did, so we celebrated with you.
Good of you.
Don't be like that. It were nice. One of the last things we did as a family before kids moved out for good. Oh, here's one. Blackpool, 1985. Good one of Sheila.
Wearing next to nothing again.
Oh, she were on holiday.
I don't even remember the weather being that good.
It must have been. I've got a tan.
That was from a bite. Remember, all those midges in the hotel.
Oh, we did have a laugh, didn't we?
Did we?
What's wrong, Edna? You don't seem yourself.
It's today. It's making me, I don't know, angsty.
Angsty?
On edge.
Let's leave photos, eh? It's dragging things up.
I want some photos.
Well, leave sandwiches then. Let's have that brew.
I've got too much to do.
No, you don't. Not really. You don't have out to do.
I know, but I want to. Let me do this.
Okay, okay. I'm not stopping you, except...
What?
What the hell are you doing with that egg?
There's never enough mayonnaise with shop-bought egg mayonnaise.
It's just...
What now?
Most people think there is enough, and you putting more on just spoils it.
Spoils it? Where are you getting these ideas from?
It's true. I just never had heart to tell you before.
So why are you telling me now? Just to be cruel?
It's just spilling out of me. It's like I can't stop myself.
Well, I wish you'd try.
Remember you did catering for Sheila and Colin's 30th wedding anniversary?
September 1996. Of course I remember. A lot of that was from the supermarket, to be honest.
Except sandwiches.
Special request from Colin, that. Edna's egg mayonnaise he wanted.
And you made hundreds of them again. Because you can never just make a few. Always has to be a mountain, like some kind of statement.
Why are you being like this? Putting me down? Today of all days.
I'm not putting you down, it's just...
What? They poisoned everyone? You had to throw them all away again?
They were a bit of an accident en route.
En route? It was only at the social up the road.
Still, they had to be transported there. And Beryl next door was driving, remember? We loaded him into her hatchback.
Yes, and I went up separately with sausage rolls and flans. And when I got there, the sandwiches were all on display.
About half a dozen of them on top.
Half a dozen?
The others had met a bit of a sticky end.
What happened?
Beryl dropped them.
Not all of them. There were 8 plates worth.
Down they all came like a great crumbling tower.
It were a horrible night. I remember that.
8
rain.
Plates of soggy, eggy butties. We scraped a few up, but that didn't look too bad, and put them on display on top of shop-bought ones. I think Beryl made a few of her own, too, just in case you got suspicious.
I did get suspicious. I remember thinking there wasn't enough filling in the one I had.
It was still a good do.
I'm thinking less and less of it. Of all of them. Is there anything else you've never told me about my sandwiches?
No, the others have all been fine. Mostly.
Mostly?
Well, You used to pack Edward up every time he went to uni.
He was wasting away.
And then, of course, we found out he was gluten intolerant.
Gluten intolerant. There are people in the world starving.
So then you made sandwiches for children in need.
You and Jane used to take them round the neighbours to sell them.
We'd take a few to old folks' home and the homeless shelters, and I'd take a few quid from Autobank to give you.
Bloody hell.
If it's any consolation, we never had any complaints from the people at the home or the homeless.
And what about the Christmas parties I did?
People were fed up with turkey sandwiches by then.
What about the parties we had before Christmas?
They were fed up in advance.
Oh, you're talking rubbish. My sandwiches are celebrated, talked about, eaten. I've never heard such heartless nonsense in my life.
You try too hard, that's all. It is not a criticism.
Not a criticism? Thrown away, making people ill? I'm a laughing stock.
There are worse things. I mean, it's not as if you ever murdered anyone. Well, apart from Rover. But I'm sure, I mean, it's no big deal.
You would say that. One of Jim's little sayings. No big deal. Stick the kettle on. Life's too short.
Well, it is.
But it's still life, and I wanted to live it.
And you did. You do.
Do I? I often think I'm never going to be remembered for my looks, or my wealth, or my life-advancing discoveries. Yes, I had a good job, steady, a bit boring, and I married a man I loved and had two great children. But is that all there is to me? I thought at least my sandwiches would be remembered after I've gone.
Edna, people won't not remember you. Edward and Jane love you. Their kids love you. You held it together brilliantly, putting up with me. Edward coming out and marrying his boyfriend. Jane and kids emigrating halfway across world. Your illness, my illness. It might not have been a spectacular life, but it's been a bloody good one. And that should be enough for anyone.
I just thought, I always wanted more. For me, I mean.
Wasn't I enough?
Oh, not like that. Although it might have been different if you hadn't fallen in love with Sheila.
I never fell in love.
Oh, don't deny it. It was plain as the yellow in this piccalilli. It was sweet at first, funny. Then it just got embarrassing and a bit sad. Colin, you too. I wonder if that's what finished him off.
Edna, there was nothing going on between me and Sheila.
Oh, I know you didn't do anything, but you would have if you could.
This isn't...
I could see the attraction. She had everything I didn't. A figure for a start.
I never loved you because of your size.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean. Don't make this about Sheila.
But it is about her. From the first time you set eyes on her. Oh, let's go out with Sheila and Colin. Sheila and Colin have invited us round for a meal. Sheila and Colin want us to go on holiday with them. Us, who've not had holiday for years.
Edna!
Don't you dare deny it.
No, it's just... I didn't think you'd... I mean, what about... OK, I'm going to say it. What about you and Frank?
Frank? Who the hell's Frank?
Frank, from the office.
Office Frank? The dough-eyed drip from delivery.
I never knew his full name.
There was never... Oh, Jim, really? You think so little of me.
But the card you got, the Valentine's.
Oh, that?
Yes, that.
Frank was a sad, lonely man going through a bad time. He was permanently going through a bad time. Had issues, I think. Oh, God.
What?
I used to take him sandwiches.
So?
He always had something wrong with his stomach. Food poisoning, aches and pains. We used to laugh about the number of times he went to the loo each day. Oh, God, I did poison people.
So there weren't outgoing on?
Of course not. I never didn't want to be with you, Jim. I just wanted us to have a more exciting life.
I never had much ambition, did I?
Not really. Even when they offered you redundancy, you took it without a fight.
It would just work. Not worth getting et up about. I mean, life's too...
Poor Frank. Poor Jim.
I was okay about it, really. I just thought...
You'd try your luck with Sheila.
I didn't have much ambition with her either. Not even when Colin died.
Yeah. Thought you'd be straight in there.
Not me, love. Not when I had you. Besides, look at her now, broken, lonely.
She's not herself, that's true. I popped round the other day. She was just sat there in her dressing gown. Stale toast on the side. Glasses piled high in the sink. Clothes all over the floor. I don't want to get like that.
You won't.
She just kept saying how lonely she was. That she doesn't know how she's going to cope. How she can't stop crying. I thought she'd be over it by now.
These things take time.
But when does it stop?
I don't know, love. Probably never.
And now, this, from you. Sheila or not, you certainly know how to break a woman's heart.
Because of sandwiches?
Yes, because of the bloody sandwiches.
Funny, I thought you knew all this. I mean, deep down, I thought you'd realised.
It's just...
What?
It's not something you like to admit.
Sorry, Chuck.
Not your fault. It's all mine.
No, it's mine. I were a coward. Didn't want you to hurt your feelings.
And now?
And now I'm just being a git. But I suppose I just thought, what's there to lose?
My dignity? My pride?
I also thought, you know what? It's never too late.
For what? To be mean to your wife?
To change.
I'm 78. Bit long in the tooth for that.
Bollocks. It's perfect age. Start a whole new chapter in your life. You might even win another award or two. What do you think?
Yes. Sod it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a sandwich. The perfect sandwich with the perfect filling. And you're going to help.
Me? I don't really do this kind of thing.
Then it's about time you learnt. Now, what do you like in a sandwich?
Meat, cheese, salad, but no cucumber.
OK, I can do that.
And not a salad like they have in them fast food places, all plasticky and tasting of gherkins. I want crisp, fresh lettuce, off-the-vine tomatoes.
Off the vine? Ooh, get you.
And red onion. Always been partial to a bit of red onion.
I can do that.
And fresh bread. Newly baked, warm, crusty outside, doughy in.
There's one been cooling these last 30 minutes.
Best butter. Thinly spread, but not too thin. Want to taste it, not waste it.
That's okay.
Lovely.
What goes on first?
Make layers. That's what I like. Layers of different tastes. Meat, cheese, tomato, onion, lettuce, cheese, meat.
Onion at the centre?
Aye, all fresh, all thin. Want to be able to fit in my mouth.
Any sauces?
What is there?
Mayonnaise. Red sauce? Brown sauce?
Got any of that piri-piri stuff?
The one that blows the roof of your mouth off?
A bit. To give it a kick. And a squeeze of lemon and some pepper, maybe.
This cheese is ready grated. Is that okay?
Oh, aye. That's great. Just how I like it.
And the ham's fresh. I checked and double-checked. And the salad is all washed and bacteria-free. Nothing will kill you, that's for sure.
There were a programme on before about sandwiches. Do you know what was voted Britain's best butty?
I'll give you 1,000 to 1 it wasn't one of mine.
A bacon butty. A classic, of course, but the best.
That's almost a cheat. That hardly needs anything. Bacon, bread.
Aye, but they said it's about getting the right bread and the right bacon. Dry cure is best, apparently. And now the bacon's cooked. And to butter or not to butter.
It's a minefield.
It is that.
Do you remember what else was voted for?
Prawn mayo, egg and cress and beef and horseradish.
Oh, very traditional.
Aye, and of course the classic BLT.
I like cheese and pickle.
Cheese and pickle's good. They said there's even a British sandwich week. You should definitely find out more and get involved.
Even with my limitations.
Put the Edna classic on the map.
The Edna and Jim classic.
Right.
There you go. Your perfect sandwich. Only taken me 70-odd years, but still.
It does look perfect. It were worth it.
You going to have a bite?
I wish I could.
Go on. I won't tell if you want.
Edna, I can't. I don't think I'm allowed.
Allowed? What's wrong with it this time?
Nothing. It looks great. Smells great. You haven't made too many. All those layers. Believe me, this is the one time I really do wish I could enjoy it.
Well, then.
It's not possible, love. You know that.
Oh, yes, of course. What a shame.
Besides, I'd best get back.
To the living room, yes. Would look a bit funny then coming for you.
Me not being there. Stood around talking to Mrs. in the kitchen.
First time for everything.
But thank you for keeping me company.
Thank you for being a git and being honest. I'm glad you saw that programme.
Aye. Funny, didn't take it in at time. Must have stuck with me.
Aye.
Aye. When's Jane getting here?
Any minute. Edward's picking her up from the airport.
Good. Be nice to see her. For you, I mean.
It'll be nice to see them both.
They're good kids. They've done us proud.
They have that.
They'll give me a good send-off, won't they?
Of course they will. We all will.
I wonder what Sheila will be wearing. She ought to look good in black.
Behave.
Only kidding. It's always been you, Edna. I never needed ambition. I had everything I wanted in you.
Apart from the perfect sandwich.
And I've even got that now, Edna.
I know. It's time.
I can't believe it took me 60 years to tell you something like this.
I can't believe it took you 60 years to find the kitchen.
Look after yourself, eh? Keep on living, but remember.
Life's too short.
Aye. Bye, old pal, and have a bite of your perfect sandwich for me.
I will. God, that is good. Bye, Jim.
Edna and Jim and the Perfect Sandwich was a short play written by Ian Townsend and featured Tony and Eileen Summers. Off Centre Theatre is a Monmouth-based group established in 1986 and has staged almost 150 productions since its inception.
From the top of Roreen Hill right down to the banks of the Severn Estuary, this land is your land.